Welcome to Maseches Kedushin, Perek Alef, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 1, Mishnah 8. This Mishnah continues the theme of the previous Mishnah, and it speaks about particular parts of Avodah, components of the service of a carbon of a sacrifice, which were exclusive to men and not women. It says the Mishnah, Hasmichos, that a part of the carbon, the owner would lean their body weight on the head of the animal, as if to say, this animal is instead of me. That was only performed by a male owner, not a female owner. Vehatnufais, waving a carbon. There were parts of the animal that the owner would bring those parts of the animal, the carbon, to the kain. And the kain would put his hands underneath the hands of the owner, and they would wave it in all the different directions. That was only performed by a man and not a woman. Vehahagashais, bringing forth part of the carbon mincha, the meal offering, after it was placed in a kli shares, a special vessel of the temple. And they put oil and frankincense on it. The owner would bring it to the kohen, and the kohen would bring it to the mizbeach, and he would bring it to the corner of the mizbeach that was only done by a kohen, a male kohen, not a kohenis, a female kohen. Viakmitzlis, a handful of the mincha, of the meal offering that was offered, can only be done by a kohen, male. Viaktoris, and burning the different parts of both animals or meal offerings, again only a kohen. Vamalikos, the specific way of shechting, of slaughtering a bird, can only be done by a male kohen. Vazois, and sprinkling the blood on the mizbeach, on the altar, again only by a male kohen. Ve'akabalas, and accepting the blood in a vessel after it had been slaughtered, again only by a male kohen. Says the Mishnah, Nehagas ba'anashim, they only apply by men, v'le ba'anashim, and not by a woman. Chutz, except mi mincha saita, unizira shehen minifais. Except for the mincha of a saita. A saita is a wayward woman, suspected of infidelity, or Nazira, a woman who took upon herself the Nazirite vow, they do waive their carbon mincha, their male offering, and that was the exception to the rule. Let's see one more Mishnah. Since the Mishnah spoke in the previous Mishnah about mitzvahs that only are practical for a man, and they don't apply by a woman, now the Mishnah is going to speak about certain mitzvahs that only apply in Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel, but not in Chutz La'aretz, it's not outside the land of Israel, says the Mishnah. Kol mitzvah she'tluya ba'aretz, any mitzvah that is dependent on the actual land itself, such as trumas and maaser, separating the different tithes, shmita, the laws of the sabbatical year, eino heges ela ba'aretz, they only apply in the land of Israel, v'lo b'chutz la'aretz, not outside Eretz Israel. V'she'eino tluya ba'aretz, any mitzvah that has nothing to do with the land, for example, putting on tefillin or something like that, now, heges, those apply bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, whether in Eretz Yisrael or outside of Eretz Yisrael. And here, the chiddush, the novelty is that even though by some of the mitzvahs it says ki yivyacha, when Hashem brings you into the land, such as the mitzvah of tefillin, for example, regardless of what, since they have nothing to do with the land, they have to do with an individual, they apply both in Israel and out of Eretz Yisrael. However, says the Mishnah, chutz min ha'arla v'yakilayim, there's two exceptions. Arla, arla is the fact that when plants a tree, it's prohibited for the first 3 years. That applies even to chutz la'aretz outside of Eretz Yisrael. Vehakilayim, and grafting, interplanting two different types of fruits or grains or something like that, that is prohibited in chutz la'aretz outside of Israel as well. Rabbi Lezer adds one more, af min ha'chadosh, even from the new crop. That means once the new crop grows, it's prohibited to eat from it until the Omer, a special offering, was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So even though this has to do with the land itself, Rabbi Lezer holds it still applies outside of Eretz Yisrael because it says in the Pasuk, B'chol Moshevaisechem, in all your dwelling places, and we rule like the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Wishing you a beautiful Chol HaMoed day and a wonderful rest of your Sukkot week.